Hey, last hour during our What's Number One segment from the weekend, brought to you, of course, by Rod's Donuts and Diner, we mentioned that Princess Kate Middleton in labor, as she was laboring, of course, in labor, she pushed out, what'd you hear?
It's a boy.
It's a boy. Now, fifth in line to the throne, eh? 8 pounds, 7 ounces. It's the third for William and Kate.
Yay.
The royal couple. You were just talking next month. You were excited for this, for the royal wedding, although it's not the one we were all, you know, it's not going to be as extravagant as the one was that 7 years ago.
You don't think so?
I mean, it will be extravagant, but nobody cares as much. I don't care nearly as much.
Did you care about the first one?
A little bit. I mean, I cared enough to maybe watch a little bit of it. You know what
Why don't you care? He's marrying an American.
Yeah, he is, but he's not directly in line. Now Harry's sixth in line after this new baby boy.
Personally, I think Prince Harry's cooler.
How so?
He just seems cool. Like, I want to hang out with him.
You're right. He seems like more of a party animal than...
Well, not necessarily that. He seems more relatable. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I could hang out and have a conversation with him.
Remember the whole Vegas naked pictures of him and everything?
Yeah.
That's probably why, huh?
No, that's not why.
Now I know why you get along with Prince Harry. You have a thing for redheads,
no.
Huh? Alrighty.
No.
Although he is a ginge, he has better hair than his brother. I know.
Yeah,
that.
He has no hair.
Yeah, his bro, he's losing it really quickly. Yeah, so there you go. A new royal baby in the mix, and then a wedding next month. So there you have it. Hey, you may think that Taylor Swift, all of her stalkers are in jail. Uh-uh. There's still more out there.
This is so crazy to me.
Listen to this weird story. In New York, some stalker broke into Taylor Swift's townhouse there in New York City. Didn't take anything. Simply just...
This is so ridiculous.
Simply took a nap. That's all they did inside of Taylor Swift's home. The dude, Roger Alvarado, was found asleep in the pop star's house in the Tribeca neighborhood, just a little suburb of New York City. Taylor Swift not home, though, luckily.
She's never
at
home.
The time. I know. Out of all these homes, there's been a case in three
Almost
different
every
homes.
State.
Yeah.
Right.
In at least three different homes where she has not been home. Which leads you to believe if she's not in one home or another home or her third home.
Where is she?
Where in the world
is Taylor Swift?
Is T-Squeeze. This dude's from Florida. Don't know how he ended up in New York City, but hey, people get around. Charged with stalking, burglary. I guess he did steal something. Maybe he decided to eat a snack. Criminal mischief and trespassing.
You stole my bologna.
You stole my bologna. And now you shall pay. So that's the fourth time in 2 months, all right, that Taylor Swift's been dealing with some home invader. That stalker right there who was taking a snooze. Then, remember that you had the story last week, that Colorado guy?
Yeah.
Dude with the knife and rope and ammunition outside of Taylor Swift's home in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, he was arrested. Now, he's sitting in his car.
Okay, hold on. He had a knife, rope,
right,
and ammunition.
Right.
That's not creepy at all. Sitting outside a celebrity's home. And then at Taylor Swift's house in Connecticut. Remember, I told you about this. The dude.
Right.
This dude lives in Connecticut, robbed a bank.
I forgot about that.
Went to Rhode Island, threw some money over Taylor Swift's fence, like, hey, babe, here's your cell phone payment this month. Whatever the case may have been. Then led police on a chase back to Connecticut from Rhode Island, and then was eventually taken in. So
does she have a house in every state?
I think 48 out of the 50.
Goodness.
She's not a big fan of Alaska. I know that.
Stop.
Nor North Dakota. So.
Oh, okay.
Those are two states where she does not and will not reside in. Jeez. So we'll see tomorrow what new Taylor Swift stalker story we...
Find.
We have for everybody. Hey, here's another. I don't know if it's a stalker, more like a dumb criminal, maybe.
What an idiot. Idiot.
Listen to this goofball. It's, I don't know, taking a nap might be worse. If you show up, see a stranger taking a nap on your sofa, that's one thing. But if you show up to your home and see a stranger and a burglar sitting in your bathtub eating your Cheetos, well, then that may be a problem. Listen, you can sleep on it. You can break in my house. You can sleep on my couch if you break in my house. But once you hop in my tub and eat my Cheetos, then it's a different story. Monroe, Louisiana, 29-year-old woman, got home, found somebody sleeping, well, not sleeping, but, you know, bathing, if you will, in her bathtub, all while eating some snacks. And didn't know what to do after that, so she just immediately ran out of the house. Person probably was like, oh, it's weird now. I'll dry off, get out of here, dry my hair. Anyway, police found him. They ended up taking him in, the naked snacking burglar, if you will. So there you go. not a stalking case, but still creepy nonetheless. And dumb, really, if you think about it.
What an idiot.
Cheetos, eh? Listen, those things are dangerously cheesy, so I can understand why you would eat them in a bath.
Right. Therefore, because you get them orange fingers.
Yeah, you can simply just scrub off.
You get that with Doritos, too, I think.
Yes. Anyway, hey, we have to pick a contestant, right?
Oh, yes.
Do you have that Facebook post up over there?
I do.
Okay, here's the deal. Ladies and gents, we are looking for the next contestant in our wing-eating contest, which will go down at our draft show this Thursday. We'll be on the air from 6 until 9. But listen, I'm getting to this bad boy early, 4:30, 5 o'clock. I'm going to be there long after 9 o'clock hanging out with all of you. And it's going to be a party indeed. But you're ready to pick the next contestant, are you not?
So who do we have right now as our
contestant? We have the returning champ, which is Josh Harstein.
Okay.
He commented, so he's out. You can't pick him.
Right.
We also have Tori Gibbs. Who
Got
is
it.
Up there? And we also have Pat Owens, who is now among the few.
Okay.
Three to be exact. So, Michelle Spring. Spring it on us, if you will.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I know, it's pretty lame. I'll never do it again.
No,
I'm sorry.
It was good.
You have the name?
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Matt Russell. He says, I got this.
Matthew, you seem confident, eh? Click on his profile, can you?
Yeah.
Click on it.
I clicked on it.
Let's find out a little bit about Matthew. Let's stalk his life like all these Taylor Swift stalkers.
He's married.
Matthew, you're in the second annual wing eating contest. It's all you, buddy. What's that? Yeah, okay. Anyway, wing eating contest. It's all you, Matthew. We'll see if you are a winner. Prize list is up there. Shauna Berkey will pick the next contestant later. What else can you tell us about Matthew? Married? Do you have kids?
He's got a dog.
He's got a dog? That's close enough.
Yeah, he's got three kids.
Nice.
You can really find out a lot about somebody from their Facebook
page. What's Matthew's last name again?
Russell.
Matthew Russell. We are currently stalking you on Facebook. He's a runner, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I think he's a police officer.
Matthew, you are not allowed to take part in the swing-eating contest. Just kidding. You can take part, Matthew. Just joking. You're all in, Matthew. He is a Dover cop. Somebody just alerted me to that. So we all have to be on our P's and Q's.
No.
So he's taking part. All right. You're in. That's who again?
Matthew Russell.
Matthew Russell. Your name is written down. Let it be written. Let it be done. Matthew, you are in. Good luck. Congrats. Shauna Berkey will pick a contestant later on this afternoon. We'll decide how she wants to do it. It's up to her. She can pluck through those Facebook commenters or she can go to the phone lines or text page, whatever she wants to do. It's all up to her. Hey, Babbling Brooke in the house on a Monday.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Weekend good?
It was.
Listen, I want to thank you for continuing to force spring and the summer weather upon us because Brooke a month ago was walking around here wearing open toes, long, flowy, nice dresses. I was like, Brooke, I don't know what you're doing. It's not getting here any quicker, and lo and behold.
I was ready.
Look what you've done.
I was ready.
Look what you've done.
Yes.
You manipulated Mother Nature.
Yes.
With your...
She has changed her mind.
With your fashion sense.
I think she's happier with us now.
I would hope so.
That's good. Can't wait to see some flowers blooming.
Well, when I see her, I have a few choice words for her.
I think we all do.
Anyway, weekend good?
It was.
Did I already ask you that?
Yeah, that's okay, though. It was fun. Fun weekend.
All right. What are you here for? Z News?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
All right. In this day in history, back in 1616, English poet and dramatist William Shakespeare died at 52. So that was pretty young, but that might have been the average age back then.
Back then, that's like 100.
That could be, yeah. 1987, Chrysler buys luxury automaker Lamborghini.
You know what? I saw yesterday at the gas station. Funny you bring that up. Saw a Lamborghini.
Did you?
You don't see those around too often.
No.
At a gas station on the corner of 30th and Market in Canton.
Wow.
Which is a weird place. I mean, you see homeless people around there. And there I saw a Lamborghini.
Hi, Rolla.
Yeah, I guess.
Never been in one. Probably never will. Unless we would rent one somewhere.
High hopes, Brooke.
Yeah.
High hopes.
All right. In 1998, James Earl Ray, who confessed to assassinating the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and then insisted he'd been framed, died at a Nashville hospital at age 70.
Yeah. I did it. No, I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Yeah. And then in 2002, Jerry Lee Lewis announced he and his sixth wife, Carrie, were divorcing after 17 years of marriage.
And I tell you what, I thought his sixth was going to be the one. I really did.
I can't even imagine. Holidays for today, we have quite a few. There's Lover's Day.
That's a good one. Hey now.
Yeah. English Language Day.
Which I butcher every day.
Don't we all? Movie Theater Day. World Book and Copyright Day. It's Take a Chance Day. And World Laboratory Day.
There you go. Laboratory. Hey, take your chance, folks. The shots you don't make are the shots you don't take. Write that down. Get it tattooed, whatever.
There you go. All right, on TV tonight, Game 6. Blue Jackets and the Washington Capitals in Columbus at 7:30.
Freaking Blue Jackets. They won the first two games in this series, and then they lost three in a row.
Well, you know, I sometimes feel like they just make it close, so they have to play all the way to the end. Yes. I don't know.
It's a conspiracy.
Conspiracy, yeah. American Idol's on at 8. The top 10 will be announced. The Voice is also on at 8, where the top 12 will perform. The Big Bang Theory is on at 8. And then the Late Late Show Carpool Karaoke Primetime Special 2018.
Yes, this is on tonight.
Will be on at 10. Christina Aguilera will be joining James for Carpool Karaoke, along with other things they're doing. And then in country news, Shania Twain has apologized for saying if she were American, she would have voted for Donald Trump for president.
Why did she feel the need she had to apologize for this?
Even though he's offensive.
I mean,
who cares?
She was speaking with The Guardian, which is a British newspaper.
Yeah.
And she said because she's Canadian, obviously.
Right.
But she said she would have voted for Trump, and people...
Yeah, she got backlash for that.
Oh, my gosh. They went off on Shania.
Who cares? You know, it's not a big deal. Everybody has their own opinions. You know? I don't know. So, yeah.
So she felt the need to come out and say she's sorry.
Yeah. She said she's against discrimination of any kind and hopes that... make it clear that her public stance is that she doesn't share any moral beliefs with Trump. seriously.
All right.
I mean, it stinks that she even had to do that.
So, she retracted that statement to A.
Yeah. I think she got caught off guard with a question, and so she probably didn't answer it as well as she wanted to, but
listen,
that happens.
But if she said she would have voted for Hillary, everybody wouldn't.
She would have gotten backlash any way
everybody would have fallen in love with her.
I don't know.
Everybody went out and bought her album. It went to number one. And anyway.
She made a huge mistake then.
That's Babbling Brook on a Monday. Thanks for coming along.
Yes. Glad to be back.
We'll see you
tomorrow.
Sorry
I missed you on Friday.
Just don't let it happen again, all right?
Okay.
Okay, cool.